or even just offering it to her as an option, trastuzumab without chemotherapy. Steve, would you consider that in this patient?
Yeah, I would. I think it sort of comes up in all of these discussions because what you've indicated is she's kind of leaning. She's terrified of chemotherapy. She's older. She's much more likely to have toxicity from the chemotherapy. But a year of trastuzumab by itself might be relatively benign. There's no data, but we all kind of see the effect of adding trastuzumab to adjuvant chemo. You could come up with a less than a standard regimen if you wanted to give her 12 weeks of paclitaxel on a weekly basis. That's fairly non-toxic type of treatment in addition to trastuzumab. Be a little creative here. I think you'd like to probably avoid AC. TC might be an alternative, but again, an older patient, she's going to potentially have a little more toxicity from that. We are going to be doing a pilot safety study of TC plus trastuzumab, but we don't have the data. I know a few oncologists have used that regimen in sort of lower risk patients. So I think there are a number of choices, and what I'd like to try to do for is at least get her some trastuzumab as the very minimum.
Harold, you're going to be looking at that regimen that Steve talked about, paclitaxel and trastuzumab. Can you talk about that?
The tumor board cases we frequently get are about relatively small tumors at this point. You know, the tumors that are ER negative less than a centimeter or ER positive 1 to 2 centimeters, is it worth adding trastuzumab? And we don't have a lot of data from the outcomes for those women. They were excluded from the North American trials and relatively few in the HERA trial.